You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Brings that Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron HaKohen, Alav Shalom, they walking behind Moshe and Aaron, and they were saying, when would it be that these two old men, they will pass away, and then we will take their place? It's okay, no? It's okay to say that?
No.
Fine. Understand, but many times you pass by the street and you see a big banner that says, under new management. Do you go to those places?
Yes.
So if it's not a good thing, so you should not go to those places. What's going on here? Now they have a new owner here. So actually these banners mean, what does it mean, under new management?
It means the old owner was not good, but the
new one is. Oh, so that means whatever that they did before, it's, you know, it was mistake. So now we came here to, you know, to fix it. But beside that, like, let's say they did say that. As the Gemara says, they did. They did say. So for whatever intention that they had, obviously, what do you call the newcomer?
Newbie.
And they call them fresh, new breath, right? Right there, you know. Exactly, you know, you always look for people like that, no? You always, the younger one, you know, they have no ideas, they have more energy, you know, they can look at things differently.
Doesn't work for somebody who knows the Torah, because Torah is not a new idea.
No, they did know the Torah, we covered that. They even, as Moshe Baruch Shalom says, Moshe said, they're even greater than them. Because we see whatever that took place. But the question that we should ask, what's the question that we have to ask?
Why they said that?
No, that's not the question. You say anything you like. Why, you know? Why shouldn't they say? Be explained. They said because they want to manage and guide Amisai in a better way. Because when there was a lot of problems, people, they want to go back, they were not happy, they were complaining. That's the fact. So they wanted to come and fix it. That's understandable. So what's the question you have to ask?
How do they know they're better?
Everybody knows he's better. It says in the Haggadah, Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Nebunim.
Why would they not offer opinion
and change? No, that wouldn't work because, you know, not, I have to be careful what examples I give. No, but it's obvious, you know, like for example, just as an example, you cannot tell a doctor to take a Tylenol because it would work. So I'm a doctor, you tell me what to take. So you cannot go to Moshe Aaron and say, maybe you do it differently. Doesn't work. But what's the question we have to ask?
If they had an idea, why they don't go tell Moshe Aaron?
Right, that's exactly. So what's the question?
The question is that if you are permitted to wish dead for someone.
No, they're just saying very nicely, you know, our uncle and our Abba, they're old. How old were they? They're very old.
How do you know that people will accept you?
No, that's obvious. After Aaron, who's going to take over? His sons. Yes. And especially if your uncle is the leader, there's no question. Now, the question that we should ask, if someone really wants to take a place, you know, as they did, are they decreed to death? So what? You know, they said we want to take their place.
Because they learn if you have the wrong intention, the wrong thinking is worse than doing it.
Fine. No, but the problem matter here is Hashem would not count a wrong intention of a Yehudi as
action.
As something that is done. Is yes. So what? So he said, you want to take their place. So Hashem has to punish him so severely?
Yeah, because they did without asking Hashem if they have the permission, because Hashem picked Moshe and Aaron.
They didn't take over. They wished. They wished. Why should you remain? No, no. See, as we explained, there was a list of 8 items. There's 8 items. But here, Gemara brings this idea that they did say this. So that means because of this, they were punished. But the other one stands by itself, the other items. Now we're focusing on this matter. What do you think?
They were old, but still, they should ask from Hashem to give them
But that's true, but let's say... No, that's true, but let's say the little kids in the house, they wear their Abba's and Ima's shoes. What do? You beat them up? Huh? But they like, you know, to feel, you know, you're big. Or they stand up on the chair and say, you know, you're tough.
But somebody like that,
why?
Why?
You have to have the urge. You have to have the will that want to take. Or you're not going to take somebody to push him. You know, come. Doesn't work. It never works. Never works in anything. You cannot push people, you know, to do whatever they're supposed to do. But here, you see, they have the urge. They want to. So why not? Yeah, you know, it was a big, beautiful, you know, excellent candidate. So now, yes? Why?
Oh, because having the urge is okay, but you have to have the patience and the tolerance at the right time.
Let me ask you this. Pinchas, did he ask permission from Moshe?
No.
So what? So what's the problem? Did he save Am Israel?
Yes, what they were doing, what he did is totally...
Understand, different. But he had no right to do something without permission of Moshe.
Yeah, but his style was very different.
Why?
There, they were doing something wrong. Moshe should have done something about it. He didn't do, so he actually went in.
So who said you have a permission to take an action instead of Moshe?
No.
It's a sword. It's not permitted. Why? Now you tell me what's the difference. Everybody's complaining. Korach, Datan and Aviram. Am Yisrael, they want to go back. Nobody's happy.
That's why they were complaining. They have
what do you mean?
They
be. Well, you bring people in the desert, Baragut, and then you tell them, you know, it's okay. What do they have? They were in a box. They could not go anywhere. You give them something they cannot see. They taste, you know, it's like these artificial things. Huh? No fish. No watermelon. Worse than all, no onions. No onions.
No watermelon.
No onions. Garlic. They were all Persian. So now, here... Why they had this urge that to take over Moshe Aaron? What's the urge? Why didn't want to take over? Obviously, they had gava. Kosher excitement and non-kosher excitement. There's a kosher excitement that, of course, you do want to do things, but, you know, you do it like Korach. He was excited, but his excitement was not kosher. So now here... We have a very complicated matter about having gava. Why? Because the Gemara says, the Gemara Sota, Daf Dalet. It says that for Yehudi to have gava was considered as?
Worshiping an idol.
And the Gemara says that, Ribono Shel Olam says, who that has gava, him and I, we cannot be in one place. It's not possible. So now, if Hashem is all over, he's everywhere, So now, if Hashem says, okay, we cannot be in one place, who should go? Yeah, the one that has Gava. So now here, of course, they were excited. They want to do maybe a new system to make people happy. And they were great Chachamim, as we explained. But here, the point of the matter here is that their intention was not really accepted. Why? Because they came out, as we see the whole process, what they did, and it's mentions in the Torah, it was a strange fire, not a kosher fire. What does it mean, not a kosher fire? Obviously, when you bring incense, it has to be the fire from the gold altar. It's called Mizbeach Ketore. Fine. But they could not go there. And beside that, it's not their duty. But here, the Torah says, the Esh Zara means here, is a fire, this type of fire that was inner fire. Inner fire. Like Avodah Zarah, this was the Esh Zara. It's a fire that was not permitted to do. What does that mean? Unfortunately, what was counted for him, whatever they did and whatever they said, as a show off. They were trying to show off. So that's why, right away, they were punished. So that means, of course, the quality that the Ribbono Shel Olam has given every Yehudi, the potential that he has to bring it out and use it for sake of Hashem. But when it comes to the point that turns to a showing off, it's not permitted. It's forbidden. So that means you cannot come to Ribbono Shel Olam and brag about the quality that you have. I'm sure...
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.